It's 6 minutes after 8 o'clock, and a very good morning to you. My name is Jim Thorne, and you're listening to That's What's Happening on 103.9 WYAB. And you know what today is? It is Friday. That means it's time for the Blues and Arts Hour, made possible each week by Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Mississippi, your partner on the road to wellness. And we've got a very special treat. We've always enjoyed having Frazier Riddell in studio, and he is back with us. Frazier from Canton, Mississippi, and Small Town Music. Frazier, good morning.
Good morning, Jim. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good. It's a beautiful day, isn't it?
Oh, it's awesome.
Got to ask you, you were on a few months ago, and I know you've had some busy weeks. What's been going on with Frazier Riddell?
Well, last time I was here, I discussed the store hours and how that's changed. Mm-hmm. So that's going the same and going well. It seems to work, and people are adjusting to it. We had a May Day event at our gym, which was the 8th year we've done it this year. Kept it smaller with getting individuals kind of to sponsor or buy tickets and T-shirts up front. But that event ended up going very well.
Mm-hmm.
A big event we had in Canton was the Symphony on the Square.
Right.
That was Armed Forces Day weekend. And we changed to Armed Forces Day years ago. So our committee, our small committee that heads that up, did a good job. And the weather was not good that weekend.
Right.
So a lot of people had tough times for their events. It was one in Livingston that got moved to the Coliseum.
Mm-hmm.
We were there that day on the square in Canton and just looking at the radar on the phones. And it's like every time a really, really major storm would come, it would split right before it got to the square.
Yeah, that's
and
great.
So we made it through. Mm-hmm. The symphony had to stop a couple of times for a few minutes.
Sound effects for the patriotic music. That's great. And you were a big part of that. I know, getting that together. And how many years has that gone on there?
I think it's about 11 years total. The committee started about 6 years ago, 7 years ago.
Yeah. Well, this, hats off to you and those that were involved in that. So, a good event. Frazier, let's do this. Let's do a song, and we'll come back and we'll chat and find out more about what's going on with Small Town Music and what's on the radar for the next few weeks, next few months for Frazier.
Okay.
You want to do that? You want to do a live one, or I've got one queued up here?
I am a little bit groggy, so I want to do a live one to okay. actually wake me up.
All right.
And this is it's instrumental.
All right, good deal.
There's no words, but it's always a challenge. But, of course, it's original, so if I make a mistake, you won't know it. That's the good thing. If I make a mistake, I'll pretend it's jazz.
All right, Frazier Riddell.
Okay. Thank you.
Frazier Riddell. Love it.
Oh, man.
Live in studio on That's What's Happening's Blues and Arts Hour, made possible by Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Mississippi. It's good to be blue. You know, that's one thing that I like about your music, Frazier. You're versatile. I mean, that's a little jazz piece. You've got blues. You've got a little rock and roll. Man, you just kind of put it all together.
Yeah, that one is called Dolphin Island Strut. And my brother and sister-in-law got a place at Dolphin Island they've had for, gosh, probably going on 20 years now.
Yeah.
And we used to go there quite a bit on this in summer times when our kids were younger. And I wrote that one year on vacation. And it's one of those that I just about, when I haven't been playing it much and I don't, it's very difficult. It's because it's not, there's some other instrumentals I do. I've done some here before.
Yeah, yeah.
That are real basic in their structure. That one is not. So I like to do it just to push myself. I've told my brother, I think of like Hee Haw. And when Roy Clark on the Hee Haw show, for those who remember Hee Haw, there was one little thing where at the end of it, he'd do this banjo thing, and it's like he'd do, and it was a hard thing, and
yeah.
He wouldn't always hit it. And sometimes he'd hit it, sometimes he wouldn't. And that's the way I feel. That's one of those songs I feel that way.
Well, you know, we need a little video cam in here because that was such a cool chord progression and that sort of thing. But I was thinking, you've got several CDs that you've recorded. You've got some stuff that you haven't recorded, but a lot of your music is found on your website. And I would encourage our listeners to really check that out. Are they available or for sale if anybody wanted to purchase those?
Yes. Just to check out the discography at Small Town Music, you can go to the CMC website. CMCRecords.com will take you there. You know, it's actually built on my Small Town Music site. But I do have five projects, including, I think, an instrumental one that's all the just solo guitar, no vocal.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So for those who don't like my voice, there's one option for you, As He Sleeps. But those are on iTunes, so I do have about five projects on iTunes if you'd like to check them out and support a Mississippi boy, you know. Buy it, and if you don't like it, you know, so what? You supported somebody from Mississippi.
Well, you know, you're from Canton, and last week we had Grady Champion, who's also from Canton, and I'm telling you, there's just this wealth of talent in Canton. What brings the talent to Canton, Frazier?
I think there's talent all over Mississippi.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly speaking, and I don't know how it happens. With Grady, he's just kind of – he's a natural showman for sure.
Yeah.
I mean, that's – you know, I know Grady pretty well, and we talk a lot, and he has done so well, and I think he's on a good track right now with this new – I believe he's got a new booking agent, which is great because he really gets out there and travels.
He does.
You know, I stay really close to home, and I've always envisioned possibly going out a little bit later when I wind down – the brick and mortar side of business, getting out to play more. He's doing it now, and he is quite an entertainer. He'll be playing June 18 at the Best of Canton. We're having, I think this is just maybe the second year they've done this, and it's through the chamber.
Mm-hmm.
But June 18th is the Best of Canton thing. I'll be there. Grady will be there, and the Nissan Choir will be there as far as the entertainment.
Where is that going to be?
It's going to be at the multi-purpose complex, I'm pretty sure. More info, called the Chamber of Commerce in Canton. And so that should be a fun little show.
That'll be great. Yeah. Great. Now, where are you playing? Are you playing anywhere in the near future?
Nearest future, tomorrow I'm playing. It's a private gig, and this is my saxophone band where I just play saxophone with.
Yeah.
And my cousin is the keyboard player in that band.
Yeah, yeah.
He loves the Dolphin Island Strut. That's what made me think of it. You know, sometimes I'm cued off of what other people think. Now, I am going to be at Two Rivers next Friday. Yeah, today's the 5th, right?
That's right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The 12th, Skylar Dixon, a young man who teaches English at the Academy, worked for me years ago, took a few lessons from me. He's a book writer, and he's written some really good songs, too. And we've been gigging together, and it's been fun. I want to get him here.
Okay.
And
we'll get him in.
It's just hard to tie him down. He stays so busy. He does a lot of – he's big into tennis. It's like one of his things on the side. And so he's doing that. There is a big event coming up in Canton on June 19 and 20. It's like a blues, Elmore James Blues Festival, and then the second annual beer festival.
Mm. In Canton?
Yeah.
Okay.
In Canton. That's the weekend of June 19 and 20.
All right.
So
a lot of things on the horizon, a lot of things to do.
And we got, and at the gin this summer, like right now, there's someone selling produce at the gin.
Okay.
The farmer's market really kind of fell through the cracks because we don't have a chamber member right now, a chamber head. And so we talked to some of the vendors, and so there's one that's selling fresh produce on Fridays and Saturdays, and some of the others that were up on the square last year are going to be at our place.
And you're right there at the railroad tracks on East Peace Street.
Yes.
Okay. Frazier Riddell, our guest in studio on the Blues and Arts Hour. I'm Jim Thorne. The program made possible by Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Mississippi. We will be back. 22 minutes after 8 o'clock and a very good morning. I'm Jim Thorne, and you're listening to the Blues and Arts Hour on That's What's Happening, made possible each week by Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Mississippi. Our special guest in studio, our friend Frazier Riddell from Canton and Small Town Music. And Frazier, I went to your website. It's always fun to look at smalltownmusic.com. I see something new every time. We mentioned this last time, but there are so many people that visit your site. I'm going to try to say this number.
Okay.
It's 8 gazillion.
Okay.
Plus infinity plus 2.
Okay.
Right? That's pretty accurate.
Yeah. I mean, that is a lot of people. It's amazing. I'm always surprised how I don't really sell much music or gear off my site, considering how many people have visited it.
But you were telling me before we went on the air that a lot of folks are, coming to you for specific needs on instruments.
They are. Oh, and I'd like to, for that counter there, I'd like to thank, that's a free counter offered by DishonestCounters.com.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
Okay. So. But, you're selling some instruments off your online. You've got some good inventory there, too.
Over the years, I've attempted to hone down into inventory primarily used these days. Mm-hmm. I still buy a few new things. And when you have something unusual, even though it may take a while to sell, eventually somebody's going to be looking for it. I mean, I sold an Oscar Schmidt auto harp yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And that is sort of unusual, so that's gone off to South Carolina. The day before, I'd gone to FedEx with like a Larrabee electric guitar, which was a very unusual finish, discontinued, and a clarinet and a trumpet, Yamaha trumpet. So there's people out there looking for things, and like with band instruments, school years are different around the country.
Yes.
So what I find is you have people that either their school system's different, or you have people that also are up front about getting things. They don't wait until 3 days before school starts.
Right.
I had a guy local actually come in, and he saw it on eBay, but he came in locally and got a trombone for his kid, but he... school didn't start for
a month and a half or two.
He's just like, he saw the opportunity to spend about $600 less money. And so he jumped on it.
Frazier Riddell is our guest. Frazier, you create a wide variety of types of music. And I love your lyrics. You have some deep lyrics. You have some fun lyrics. You have pieces with no lyrics at all. But some of your lyrics are really kind of heart felt, and that's an aspect that I've liked about your music.
Thank you.
Let's do one of those. It's called "And You Die." You want to do that?
Yeah.
It's a little bit. It's got a message to it, but it's got a fun little medley there. You want to talk about that before we hit it?
With a lot of my songs, one of the cool things is when they're personal, you can remember things about them. I remember sitting in my old location, 843. East Peace Street, when I was on the other side of town.
Mm-hmm.
And I was sitting one Saturday morning with a guitar and an amp, and that's when that song started, and I remember it. And I think that day George Reed came in. He's a bass player from the past. I don't see George much. He's still around Jackson from the Risque Ray and the Swing Set days. And I remember vividly when it started.
Mm-hmm.
I can't remember if I finished it right away or not, but...
Well, let's hear it.
Okay.
This is Frazier Riddell, and the song is "And You Die."
Have a good time making up rhymes, playing guitar in 3/4 time, and then you die. My, my, my.
get on your knees and you pray to God. Do the best that you can and you work real hard and then you die. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Make the best of the time you got. The older you get, you see it's not a lot. Tell your kids about a dog named Spot and then you die. Don't ask me why, don't make me lie. You just die. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Paint a picture with some English words like it's something that you never heard. Yeah, right. And then you die. What the hey does it really mean if I could teach you how to play guitar and sing? All right! Yeah, and then you die. Make the best of the time you got. The older you get, you see it's not a lot. Like a cantaloupe, you're gonna rot. And then you die.
Frazier Riddell and the song "When You and You Die." That's from his album called Mississippi, and that is a great album too. You had a lot of songs on there. You know, a lot of songs, a lot of albums. You had maybe 9 or 10 songs. You've got 19 on this one.
Yeah, you know, there's a couple on there that are different versions. And let me see that real quick.
Yeah.
Guess what? Song number 19.
Mm-hmm.
That's a live radio version.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you know that where that was recorded?
I don't.
This room.
Is that right?
A long time ago, yeah, before you were here.
Yeah, yeah.
Back in a different day. Matt was around. Matt's been around a long time, hasn't he?
He has. He's a young guy, but he's been here for a while.
Anyways, just a little trivia for you there.
I might have to go back and check that out. See if
probably on this microphone.
Yeah. Well, see if I can hear the ambience. Hey, Frazier Riddell is our special guest. Always good to have Frazier in studio on the Blues and Arts Hour. I'm Jim Thorne. The program made possible each week by Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Mississippi. When we come back, more music and conversation. Stay with us. It's 25 minutes until 9. Good morning. I'm Jim Thorne. You're listening to That's What's Happening's Blues and Arts Hour, made possible each week by Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Mississippi. Your partner on the road to wellness, our special guest in studio, our good friend Frazier Riddell from Canton, owner of Small Town Music. Frazier, I was looking at your biography and noticed you listed some of your musical influences. And, of course, you had the Beatles, Pink Floyd, Elvis, Tom Petty, Lynyrd Skynyrd, and so many more. But you also had a couple of folks listed that I'm quite familiar with and had an impact on me and a lot of other folks that maybe some of our listeners might not have heard of. Randy Stonehill and Larry Norman. Talk about those for just a bit. Influence.
I tell you, when I was at Ole Miss, the course of my life changed when I had a born-again experience, which kind of put me on my own personal search for God and for Jesus and for higher everything.
Mm-hmm.
And along with that, really, a Randy Stonehill record was such a big impact in that happening. And then Randy Stonehill was his early album, which really impacted me, was produced by Larry Norman.
Yeah.
Those guys were early contemporary Christian artists, And
there really wasn't a market for that.
There wasn't a market for it, and they were kind of out there too. Now Randy ended up getting in the groove. Larry was always out there, And Mark Hurd, you mentioned Mark Hurd a minute ago. We were discussing, you know, he had a song called "Stuck in the Middle," and he always, you know, felt that he was too sacred for the sinners, and the saints wish I would leave.
Well, those guys did have an impact on you and a lot of other people, and you combine all that with the Mississippi influence and all these artists you listed, and it's a pretty good combination of talent right there, you know? So let's do another song. You want to do that?
Let's do a song, and this is a shout-out to Greg and Glenn, who I know are listening.
All right, and this is called If I Ever Hit the Road. You mention this and talk a little bit about set this one up.
Well, I do remember recording this because it was in a bedroom in my house. I had a little Fostex 8-track. It's, you know, I probably should remember, you know, things about my wife and child as much as I do recording. Sorry, wife and child. Sorry, Susan and Evan. But, I mean, I just have such vivid memories of some of these things. And it was in a bedroom and came up with this riff. And I also remember that... See, I have one small project that I think is seen in the discography, but I mean, I made no official pressing of it. So that's why this made this CD along with some other songs, because they were on a release that was almost never released.
Okay.
And Bill Abel, who you know,
yeah,
and lives up in Duncan, Mississippi now, Bill, I remember, you know, playing a few tunes for him, and this is one that he said, man, that's a cool groove. That's a cool song, and I admire Bill quite a bit, and so that struck me also.
All right, If I Ever Hit the Road, this is Frazier Riddell.
This is a song I'm gonna sing for you. If I ever hit the road, I'll think about you. If I ever hit the road, even though that window has passed me by, if I ever hit the road, I'll think about you. The man who sold me this guitar. If I ever hit the road,
If I Ever Hit the Road, that's Frazier Riddell on the Blues and Arts Hour, made possible by Blue Cross and Blue Shield. It's good to be blue. Frazier, that is. That's so cool, man. Now, you recorded that. Is that a band with you in that particular cut?
You know, I think on that project, when I did it, I put some fake names on there. Cause it,
but that's all you then, right?
Because it wasn't, yeah. I just, out of necessity. Now, I love playing, you know, with the band. Mm-hmm. And I think Nashville Days was back when I had a consistent band. And nowadays, that drummer also moved back here when he had a kid. And so I do have some guys that I can play with to with the full band, but it's tough. I miss that, mm-hmm. And that song reminds me of I've always envisioned it. One day, I'll have a band back together that's tight and has got songs worked up more than just 1-4-5 jams. Which yeah. You know, you can just go do those and make the guys follow on. But when you got a song with specific kicks, specific riffs, you're not going to go out and do it live with a band unless it's worked up.
Mm-hmm.
You know. We mentioned Grady from Champion from Canton earlier. He's got that right now. You know, love it. He's out doing that. He's got a band. His songs are all worked up. So you can hear the CD, but usually what he does is even better live.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, if you heard me do that song live, it's like it's just going to be a guitar. And
which might be just as good anyway.
It'd be interesting. It's
Well, listen, let's take a break. We'll come back and you'll do another live one for us, would you?
Sure.
All right. Frazier Riddell, our special guest on That's What's Happening's Blues and Arts Hour. I'm Jim Thorne, the program made possible by Blue Cross and Blue Shield. It's good to be blue. It's 12 minutes until 9, and a very good morning. I'm Jim Thorne. You're listening to That's What's Happening's Blues and Arts Hour, made possible by Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Mississippi, your partner on the road to wellness. Our special guest in studio, Frazier Riddell from Canton and Small Town Music there in Canton. Frazier, you used to do a lot of music and duets with Shane, and you've even recorded a CD. Are y'all still working together?
We haven't been lately. We might be soon, but she's taking a break from things right now, and that's why Skyler, the young man I talked about, mm-hmm. we've been doing some gigs. And then eventually we might turn it into something else. It might, you know, become a trio or a band. So the future is wide open as far as that goes.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
That's good. You play a lot of instruments. We heard that on this last track that we played in the previous segment. How many instruments do you play?
Let's see. I'd have to sit here and count them. But, you know, let's talk about the basics. I mean, I can play drums, bass, guitar. Because of stringed instruments, I can sort of play a mandolin, ukulele, or banjo, sort of a little bit. And I'm a saxophone player by trade. That's
right.
What I grew up playing.
Yeah.
So the woodwinds I'm decent at. Although flute's called woodwind, I'm not good at the flute. Brass, you got to have chops for brass. Mm. You know, so I can pick up a trombone or a trumpet and play a C scale. But if I was like putting tracks down, it would be something real, real. I'd probably be doing stabs. You know, something's going pop, pop. That's about it.
Well, listen, you've got your guitar ready. You've got your harmonica ready. You want to do us a live tune?
And one of these days, maybe Grady and I can come. We'll have a harmonica battle on the radio.
That'd be awesome. That'd be so cool. What are we going to hear?
This is another one that kind of keeps me on my toes.
Okay.
And it can be found on YouTube. Mm-hmm. It's called Buzz.
Buzz. All right.
Yeah, Buzz. B-U-Z-Z. I like my buzz, yes, I like my buzz a lot. Yeah, I like my buzz, yes, I like my buzz a lot. Sad, faith, hope, and love, there ain't a whole lot more I got. Yeah, I like my buzz, try to keep my buzz in its place. Yeah, I like my buzz, try to keep my buzz in its place. Oh, cause if I don't, I might wind up on my face.
That's right. Faith, hope, and love, you know the greatest of these is love. Faith, hope, and love, there ain't a whole lot more I got.
All right, Frazier Riddell, live in studio on the Mississippi Blues and Arts Hour. I'm Jim Thorne, the program made possible by Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Mississippi. Frazier, that's found on YouTube, you said, right?
I do have a version of that on YouTube, and while you're there, you know, check out my Star Trek on Kazoo.
Okay. That's on YouTube, too, right?
Yes.
All right. But your music, all your music is found on your website, smalltownmusic.com.
Correct. There's a CMC Records page, which has got a discography. You know, the YouTube, if you go to my website, I've tried to make it. It's not, you know, one time I was on the phone with a guy from some other place in the country, and he goes, "Hey, your website's hard to navigate and all this." And I went, "Yeah, I know. It's probably going to stay that way."
It's fun.
Because I'm not going to spend, you know, I don't have a budget of, you know, $25,000 a year to run it. I have a budget of, sit down for a few minutes here and sit down for a few minutes there and do it. And so it is the way it is. But on the homepage, there's a link to our Facebook page, a link to the YouTube page, a link to the CMC Records page, a link to our inventory page. And so I at least try to have from the homepage links to the key.
You know, you bring up a good point. Just talking about what you're saying is that you have a lot of fun doing what you're doing, but you work really, really hard. And you not only work hard, but you do a lot of different aspects to what you do. I mean, you're on the business side, you're on the entertainment side, you're on the creative side, you're on the production side. And that's pretty awesome. That's about what we have to do these days, isn't it?
Oh, yes. And it is draining. You know, it's I envision eventually, like one day if I wanted to really play more and get out, I'd probably try to find a booking agent or some level of manager, because what that does is free you up. I mean, these days I still sometimes do gigs where I'm so involved in setting up the PA and being sure all this is running right, I feel like it just zaps my energy for actual performance. Mm-hmm. And that can be tough. Now, it's not as bad when all you're doing is cover songs. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you're just, you know, if you're, you know, sometimes you're a glorified CD player when, you know, to make a buck. And but especially if I was doing something, you know, from the heart. And these days I do try to. Heck, Skyler and I played a couple weeks ago, and the next day we were talking, and he said, you played a bunch of originals last night. And I didn't even realize that I'd actually, you know, I played more originals than usual. And that was fun. I think that's encouraged by him because he follows so well. Mm. And I encourage him to do originals. So you got to be careful about that, though.
Folks can get in touch with you, do private events and different occasions like that.
Yeah, bar mitzvahs and, you know, baby showers and what else? Whatever.
Now, where are you going to be? You mentioned something next Friday or Saturday? Or is that it?
Next Friday, I'm at Two Rivers in Canton.
Okay.
Two Rivers right by the interstate. And so that's the next thing coming up. And after that, as far as public gigs, I believe the next thing would be that weekend of the Elmore James Blues Festival, first annual and second annual Beer Fest, which is on the 19th and 20th on the square in Canton.
That's great. That's great. And the summer, anything out in the summer, late summer or fall, or are you looking that far ahead?
I've got a few things on the book. I think the only person I've talked to, I think Two Rivers is the only place we've scheduled out besides private events. The saxophone band keeps me rolling some. And then I, you know, next week on Thursday, I'll be going to Mobile. So, that's a financial company of all things, but you know, I hooked up with them, through somebody else and they like what I do. I couldn't go down to the coast in May because I really was kind of already booked. It's something that would have been hard to get out of. And they called me back up and, said, "We really want you to come to Mobile. You know, you fit this group."
Man, I appreciate you. Really do. You've been on the program a few times. I always enjoy having you in. fun music, some great talent. Check him out, folks, online at smalltownmusic.com. Find out about his music, his store. Cool-looking store. He's right there on East Peace Street, there by the railroad tracks in Canton. Frazier, any final comments before we wrap it up?
Hang in there. God is good, ultimately.
Absolutely.
It'll be all right.
All right. Good deal. Good advice. Frazier Riddell, our guest here on That's What's Happening's Blues and Arts Hour, made possible by Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Mississippi, your partner on the road to wellness. I'm Jim Thorne. Thanks for listening. Until next time, here's Frazier.
Yeah, I'm from way down yonder, M-I-S-S-I-S-S-I-P-P-I. My daddy was a farmer, cotton was my silver spoon. Yeah, boss man was a farmer, cotton was my silver spoon. He prayed for rain and found the favor of the sun and the moon.